So we had a couple of orders here. I know we, at the end of the week, we already got Tasei Dechalei Sasei, because Yevamis takes a little bit of a break. Tasei Dechalei Sasei in the Inyan of Yevamis, but in the beginning, there's some Yesaidas still that I think are important to bring out. something we noticed in the first few blat, and we're going to have it again later on, but it starts off with Rashi, the Rashi on Beis Amud Beis, the top Rashi, where Rashi explains to us a little bit what Yibam's about. And Rashi says, Veishas Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. So Rashi says, Ruven Shemais B'loi Bonim, Ruven died without any children. And after he died, another brother was born, Ushmai Levi. His brother, his name is Levi. So Levi was not alive at the same time when Reuven was alive. That's called the Eish HaZachiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilama. He's not in the, never in the same world together. So Shimon, who was around, he was Miyabeim, Reuven's wife. Now Shimon has also another wife, V'lo Isha Acheres. And then Shimon died V'lo Bonim. V'naflu Shteyem Lifnei Levi. So now, both of these wives, Shimon's original wife, and the wife he was Miyabim of Reuven, they fall to Levi. Now Levi was not Bo'ilamai with Reuven. So Shteyim Peturais. So that's the case where both ladies are Pater from Yibam. Why? Lefisha'eshes Reuven, Shenissus L'Shimon, Asura L'Levi. Because the wife of Reuven, who was married afterwards to Shimon, because Shimon was Miyabim her, is Asur to Levi because it was Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. Because he was not around when Reuven was around. Va'anush Karis Aleha. And there's an Isser Karis. Why? Lefi She'esha Zach B'Karis K'Sha'arayis. Here Rashi comes and explains to us what Yibam is. Yibam is an Eishas Ach B'Karis K'Sha'arayis. Every Eishas Ach, his brother's wife, is a regular erva bikaris like all arayish shebeparsha. Everyone it says ki kol asher yasim kol ateva yisayla v'nichrasu. Uvimakim mitzvahs yibum, so says Rashi, but when there's a mitzvah of yibum, when's that kishemeis b'loim banim, shar yirachmana. So eishes ach is a regular karis. Uvimakim yibum, when it's meis b'loim banim, shar yirachmana. The Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai Shemais Kaidem Leidasai Lai Sharilei. So now this Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, because this brother Levi was not in the world when Reuven was around, the Torah said there's no Parsha of Yibam there. He's not Mutter. Because it says Yachtav, they have to be Ba'ilam at the same time. So therefore, when Shemais Reuven Nasra Levi Isser Ailam, and these are the key words over here. Rashi says this numerous times throughout the sugya, that when Reuven dies, and Levi is an Eishas Ach Shalai Haya, or the wife is an Eishas, he's an Ach Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, so then she's Aser on Levi Isser Olam, Ke'eishas Ach Sheyesh Leibonim. Just like an Eishas Ach Sheyesh Leibonim, there's no mitzvah of Yibam, so too, she doesn't have children, but since it's Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai and there's no Yibam, Rashi says it's like an Eishes Achshiyesh Leibonim. Now, even though now, when she's falling to him, she's coming from Shimon, because Shimon was Miyabim her. Now, Shimon died. Shimon and Levi were in the world at the same time. So what's the problem? However, since she was already ushered to him, from the first Nefila, La'olam, Ke'eishes Ach Sheyesh Leibonim, that never becomes Mutter. Yibum can't matter that. So Rashi over here is stressing this idea that the Isser makes it as if it's an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Leibonim and there's an Isser Olam. Rashi says it again on Gimel Amud Beis, She'ein Sara Ela Meyach, Hayul upatra akasa mizikasai. Since there's no zika there, harehi alav beisur eishes achsheyesh labanim shehi bekaris. Again, Rashi keeps on stressing this. So, what's Rashi coming to tell us over here? What's this yisayid? So, there's a global general shaila over here, and I saw in the Yalkut, what do they call it? On the Yalkut, they have also they bring quick mar makaymas about how does Yibam actually work. Is Yiba Mahotra or is Yiba Madachoya? So the way we're just going to be Masber tonight, I think it's the easiest way to be Masber, is the way I saw from Reb Nachum. So Reb Nachum wants to taina that in these words, the Rashi over here, when he's saying Asura La Ilamis, Rashi is being magdir to us how Yibam works. And he says as follows. Because Rashi, again, another place, Rashi and the Amar Aleph, and Beis Amar Aleph, Eishas Achiv Me'imai. Someone's an Eishas Achiv Me'imai. Shemes, Binasa Achiv Me'aviv. So he was Eishas Achiv Me'imai, he was his brother's wife, but a brother from the mother. And that wife then married Achiv Me'aviv, because they're not related to each other. Umeis B'leibanim B'nafn L'fnei Yavim Zeliyivu Masur Alay, L'fisha Aysa Eishas Achiv Me'imai T'chila, Asura loy ilamis. Again, Rashi says Asura loy ilamis. What does Rashi have to say? Asura loy ilamis. So Reb Nachum says like this. He says, really, if you think about it, there's an Isser called Eishasach. Eishasach, there's Eishasach me'em, there's Eishasach me'aviv. They're all really the same erva called Eishasach. The Torah comes along and says that b'makam yibum, makam shein lebanim, Eishasach, you don't have to worry about. So Rashi's bothered. So if that's true, so even though she happens to be an Eishes Ach Me'imai, right, but she's also an Eishes Ach Me'aviv now. And the Erva of Eishes Ach is not said B'makim Yibum. This Isser was taken is Nidcha B'makim Yibum. So what's the difference that she was also once an Eishes, or she was and is an Eishes Achiv Me'imai? Eishes Ach, by definition, B'makam Yibum is Mutter. So Zakhtar Ibn Nachum, the Rashi is coming to tell you not like that. There are two different Arayas called Eishes Ach. Some of those Eishes Achs are Asur La'ilam. There's never a possibility of a Heter. They're Asur La'ilamai. Eishes Achiv Me'imai is Asur La'ilamis. There's never a possibility of Heter. That's one category of Eishes Ach. Then there's a second category of Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach Me'aviv. Eishes Ach Me'aviv is not Asura Lo Ilamis. There are scenarios that the Torah says, not that the mitzvah of Yibum is Madche, the Isser of Eishes Ach. If that was true, it should knock off all the Isurim of Eishes Ach. The Torah tells us, in a Makam of Yibum, certain Eishes Achs are totally mutter. There was never an Isser said in those cases. Eishes Ach Me'aviv is not Asura Olamis. There are situations where it is actually mutter. It's not an automatic Isser. So therefore, Zakht Rashi, that if it's Eishes Achiv Me'imai, and then she becomes Eishes Achiv Me'aviv, and falls to Yibum, so if you're going to tell me Yibum is doicha the Isser of Eishes Ach, and there's one Isser called Eishes Ach, so finish, what's the problem? So Dr. Rashi Nain, there's two Isurim of Eishes Ach. There's Eishes Achs that never have an opportunity, an option of Heter. For example, Eishes Achim Me'imai, Dr. Rashi, Vasura Lai Eilamis. There's no path, that type of Erba has no Heter at all. Mashenkin, Eishes Achim Me'aviv, in certain scenarios, it's totally mutter. There's no erva at all. But in this case, since she was first an Eishes Achiv Me'imai, now she became Eishes Achiv Me'aviv, you're right. Out to Eishes Achiv Me'aviv, she's hutter, but the Eishes Achiv Me'imai is Asura La'ilamis. And there's nothing to do here. So Zakht Reb Nachum, that's what Rashi is telling you with the other Arayas as well. Eishes Achiv Me'aviv has scenarios that it's mutter. But it has scenarios that it's not mutter. The Torah comes along and says, Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. Eishes Achiv Shalai Ba'ilamai. It's an Eishes Ach. But the Torah says, since it's not Yachtav, so you don't say the Parsha of Yibam over there. If you don't say the Parsha of Yibam over there, that means to say that Eishes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai is a regular Eishes Ach of Erva. Like what? Like an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Leibanim. Eishes Ach Sheyesh Leibanim is ever mutter? Of course not. It's not mutter. It's the regular erva of Eishes Ach. And therefore, an Eishes Ach Shleibalamun, who also doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibum, so he is in the regular erva Asura La'ilamis. Or, for example, a Tzaras erva. a tzaras arva, where the Torah says that that tzara doesn't have a heter of yibum. When you don't have a heter of yibum, meaning to say, when you're putter from yibum, so then you are in the world of asur ilamis. You're asur la ilamis, because there's no heter to that iser. And that's what he writes. So chlal hu behilchas yibum, dapturis mi yibum. Those who are putter from yibum, so they're not in the heter case of eishes ach, havi ke'eishes ach sheyesh leibanim. So they're called an eishes ach leish leibanim, and eishes ach sheyesh leibanim, that is yisur and iser ilam. Their iser is an iser ilam. Well, it ends up right. There are certain Eishes Achs that no. It ends up Eishes Achiv Shaloya Belamai or Eishes Ach Sheish Leibanim are in the same categories of Eishes Ach Meimai. That means they're Asur Ilamis. You see from Eishes Ach Meimai the concept. Why is it Eishes Ach Sheish Leibanim? Because he's in the world of Yibam, right? In Eishes Ach. So Rashi keeps on saying, Eishes Ach Sheshibanim Vasura Elamis. That's Rashi's way of telling us that you're not in the Heter. Eishes Ach Meimai is never in the Heter. Eishes Ach Me'aviv, there are certain, you're right, so it adds up three categories, if that's how you want to say it. Because Eishes Ach Me'aviv, sometimes there's a Heter, and sometimes it's also Elamis. But it's not a cloud. Right, Eishes Ach Me'aviv, if you just categorize it in the Torah, when the Torah says Eishes Ach Me'aviv is an erva, you're going to say, what is this erva? Is it Asur La'ilam? It's not Asur La'ilam. There are instances it's Asur La'ilam. There's instances that it's totally mutter. Right? That's what Rashi say. So Memela, come to Chais, that if somehow this lady then falls again to the brother, like in our case with Eishes Achim Shalaya, Ba'ilamai, right? So you say, so what's the problem now? Let him be Miyavim or Eishesach. Eishesach is Mutter. What's the problem? The Teretz is because since she has like the Eishesach Me'imai now on her. She has this other Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hayabai Lamai, which doesn't have a Heter and is Asurai Lamas, it's not Mutter. So therefore, the fact that right now she's falling to Yibum, and she has two things to her, just like our original Eishes Ach Me'imai, she has two things to her. She's an Eishes Ach Me'aviv with a Heter Yibum from her second husband, but she also has on her an Eishes Ach Shaloya V'Loima, which is Eishes Ach Sheyesh Leibanim, which is Asura Elamis. So that, there's no way to get that off. So that's how it's similar to the case of Eishes Ach Me'imai. So he's learning that Rashi holds Yibum is a case of Hutra. But he wants to say that Taisus argues on it. Now this Taisus is a big mevucha in the Olam Rashi HaYeshivas. Shlom Hyman has a shtickel on it, and a lot of it. Well, how to learn this Taisus? Taisus on Gimel Amud Beis. Taisus asks the kasha. This goes into Seidah Chalaisa. Say Taisus wants to know the Lechaira. Why don't you learn that Asay is Daicha Lois Asay Sheesh by Kares from the case of Yibum? Right? Lechaira, every Yibum is a mitzvah Asay, and you're being Madcha the Eishesach, right? Which is Asay Sheesh, Lois Asay Sheesh by Kares. So Lechaira, you should learn from there that Asay Daicha Lois Asay Sheesh by Kares. So the fact that Taisus is handling Asay Daichalaisa, say now, Taisus answers mitzvah sevikach. Now, so some want to learn, and so now the question is, what's Taisus Teretz? Is Taisus Teretz Gufa saying Hotra or not? So that I saw they brought in the Yalkut, there's a Rabbi Hanan, and others back and forth, what's Taisus Teretz? But the way Reb Nachum, why he's going more in Taisus Kasha, and he says, you see that Taisus is handling that Asay Daichalaisa, you see that Taisus is handling a Lashon of a Dechia. So now, if it's a Vardin Dechia, so you don't even have to answer Rashi's problem of why the second time around it's not Mutter, right? Because Lechaira, our question was, if Lechaira there's an Isser called Eishesach, right? And Eishesach is Mutter b'makom sheyesh yibum. So the second time she falls, she happens to be an Eishesach me'av at that time, she's a Eishesach Me'imai, or she's Eishesach Shalei B'lamai. What's the difference? Eishesach is Mutter. It's finished, right? So Rashi had to come on to sing, it's usually Hotra, and since here it's Asur Ilamis. But if the whole Yisaida of Yibum is that really there's an Isser here, there's an Isser of Eishasach, Narvas the mitzvah of Yibum is doicha that Isser of Eishasach, but that's only when there's a mitzvah, right? The fact that there's also an Eishasach from the first time around, today's mitzvah is not doicha that. Today's mitzvah is not doicha that. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum because of the first husband, L'chaira, right? There's only mitzvah now. That mitzvah didn't have any. There, Adrav, over there, there was no Dechiyah. There was no mitzvah of Yibum at all. So therefore, he wants to taina that according to Rashi, the Yisoid is because of Hutra. So therefore, Rashi had to come on to this new thing called Yisura Yisur Oilam. To say you're not included in the Heter. But if you're in the world of Dechiyah, so there's no problem at all. The second time around, there's no mitzvah of Yibum because of the first guy. This mitzvah of Yibum won't be Madche the Isser from the first guy because that's not mitzvah sebekach. Mitzvah sebekach is today's Isser of Eishasach. The Eishasach of Shalei B'Lamai, there's no mitzvah of Yibum and the last Eishasach of Shalei B'Lamai. So therefore, that's why you don't have this problem. So that is the way Rav Nachum explains this. So he wants to make this shaila of how Yibum works, gufo machlaikas Rashi and Taisvis. Now one last knach before we go to the next step. What?
Within that world of mitzvah so we got, why would there be allowed to, let's say there's three brothers, all in the world.
Okay, so Fraktachasim, so, one second. Yeah. This is the kashi, you didn't have shver last time.
Right.
Now you have shver. So you could ask a kasha like this. Chazir seems to be bothered by a kasha like this. L'chaira, let's take a case. No eras. Regular case. A lady falls to Yibum, right? Just two brothers, right? So one of them is miyabim her, right? One of them is miyabim her, and then he dies. Now she falls to the next one, right? Falls to the next one. Now L'chaira, she has two, to this brother, she really has two Eishasach problems. She has Eishasach from the first husband and Eishasach from the second husband. So if you tell me Eishasach is Hutra, Makam Shein Leibonim is Hutra, so it's the same global heter. She doesn't have anything stopping it, right? You need a Rashi said you had to come out to Asura Elamis. Here she was never Asur. She could have been, either of them could have been Miyabimur. One was Miyabimur. Right? Then he died. Now she falls to the first guy. That guy wasn't me. Now, but if you learn like Taisvis, that it's a vart mitzvah sebekach, which means to say, this Eishes Ach, that the mitzvah of Yibuman, I'm allowed to be doiche with an assay. So, well, there's a problem here. What about the other Eishes Ach from the first time around that she has? The Lechaira, there's no mitzvah in that. So the Chazanish seems to be bothered by this Kasha, not necessarily in Taisvis or whatever. He's going on a Gemara later, and he says, a Lashon, he says, Ba'alma kishemes ha-miyabim b'loy banim. If the miyabim dies without children, miyabim as ashlishi. So the third brother's miyabim her. B'loy asrina le machmas eishas och hames harishan. Frek the chazanish, why don't we say she's usher to him? Because the first time around when she fell, they never did yibum. So it's a regular eishasach and finish. Well, there's no mitzvasa b'kach. He's not speaking it out in Taisis, but this was seems to be bothered. Hainu time is as a married kachidish. The cheshemeis hasheini b'loy banim. When the second one dies b'loy banim, zoykik liyibum, bein machmas atzmoi sharei haise ishtoi. The fact that she falls to yibum now is not only because of this dead husband number two, that she's his wife. Ubein mikoyach hayibum. She falls mikayach the yibum that he did from the first brother. Sharei ishusay haya ishus shel yibum meiratzen atayra. His whole marriage was a marriage of yibum meiratzen atayra. Uchishemeis beloy banim, and now he died without children. Efshir lahacha yois ha ishus ulekaimai de mitzvus hayibum shamra atayra. It's very chazanishtik aloshin. It needs a lot of limud here. Exactly what he's saying. You could be mechaya the ishus. You could resurrect the original ishus. Ulekaima ayidei mitzvah hayibum shamra taira. V'hilkach al ochashlishi lahakim ishus shel yibum. Babi ki ilu haya ishus didei me'eshi yibma achiv. When he marries her, it's ki ilu this is already from retroactively from the first. I don't say retroactively is not the right word, but it's keilu. He's being mechaya the ishus from the first brother. Bahavi kimiyabe mishahahi. It's as if he's miyabe from the first time. Then interesting, he goes into Eishes Achim Shalai HaBalam, according to Reb Shimon, who holds that the Eishes Achim Shalai HaBalam is only a problem with the ones that they weren't in the world, but the ones not. He goes into a whole, being Masberet, how would it work lefi him, that Al Ha'asid, a whole, we'll get to that maybe one day. But anyways, the Chazanish over here is saying Amar de Kachidish. She's being Ma'ira de Kasha, the Lechaira, how does it work? Now Lechaira, maybe in the world of Hutra, like the Reb Nachum saying, there's no problem. In the world of the Chia, it might be more of an issue. But again, it might not be, I don't know how the Chazanish lines up with the Shail of Hutra, the Chia. But he is asking the question that what's going on over here? Why is there a Heter of Yibum if she's Miyum to the first guy? So that is just a very interesting Chazanish that somehow he says that since the Yibum happened, but Lemaisa, she continues falling, and she only became the second guy's wife because of Yibum, and then she falls to Yibum again, the whole Yibum is still in the world, and it's one big extension, and Skilu, he's being Miyabim, the first wife, right, the first husband as well. I don't know exactly how it works. Azayzak the Chazanish. So just to end off, which leads us into another discussion, which we'll see if we'll get to it. We'll see what next week brings, if we'll be too deep in Taseh Deichalai Saseh or not. But there's a famous kasha for Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here, which also every Rashiva is very busy with. Is very busy with this. It really, yeah. And the aside in the Yeshivish world, the aside comes from Rabbi Chaim in the aside at Teretz. But the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is as follows. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a kasha. L'chaira, we know that there's if an erva falls to Yibum, so she's potter. And not only that, we know that her tsara is potter as well, right? Tsara is potter as well. So now, what does that mean? The tsara is potter. Now the tsara goes and remarries and gets Yibum from a different brother that she's not an erva to, right? And then she's going to fall again. That brother will die. She's going to fall again to the first one, who she's really not related to, but she was once a co-wife with his erva, so she's pater, right? Adaylam pachet sarasayim. But not only that, the chiddush is that if she has a co-wife, she's pater tzara sarasayim, and that the Gemara needs a pasuk for to tell you that not only is the tzara pater, but there shall be pater tzara sarasayim her tzara as well. So, practically, kiveger lechayra, if she is pater from yibum this tzara. So what is she now? She's a regular Eishes Ach to this Yavam, right? She's a regular Eishes Ach, Shalai B'makam Mitzvah, which is a regular Erva, right? So now, the fact that she goes to a different brother, when she falls again the next time, she, L'chayr, is an Erva of Eishes Ach. If she's an Erva of Eishes Ach, Shalai B'makam Mitzvah, because the first time around was Shalai B'makam Mitzvah, so she should automatically pater her tzara because she's an erva. Just like Bitai paters the tzara, which is an Eishazach, paters the tzara as well. So Frechtig of Eger, and he comes from a Taisvis and other places, but the idea that the Yisayid Akasha is that if we're saying, now it fits into what we're saying over here, that she, when you have, especially in the way of the world of Rashi, the way of Nachum saying, that the pshat is, whenever you don't have a chiyuv of Yibum, or I should say, you have a ptur of Yibum. So then you're in the world of an Eishazach Sheish Leibonim, Asura Eilamis, you become a bona fide erva, and erva paters her tzara. So what do you need tzara, tzara, sayem? Well, chayra, every time you pater, there's an erva being pater. This is Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. And just to say the yisoid that they say in the Eilam HaYeshivas, and it comes from Reb Chaim, and Reb Baruch Ber brings Reb Chaim, and it's said in different ways, but they say that the petur of Yibum, an erva patering a tzara, is when there's a bona fide erva. But when you have an eish, they call it an eishes ach de memela. An eishes ach de memela. Really, this tzara, her eishes ach really should have Yibum. There's nothing wrong with her. She's not an eishes ach of shalaya b'lamai. She's not a eishes ach me'imai. She's a regular lady. It's no problem. But there's a side problem that her co-wife is an erva, and an erva paters her tzara. So the fact that now she turns into an eishes ach, it wasn't because of the eishes ach that made the problem. It was because she was a tzara to an erva. That's what's called an eishes ach de memela. An eishes ach de memela. An eishes ach de memela is not a bona fide erva to pater a tzara. Now this, it takes on a world unto itself. I'll give you another example. Another example. Let's say they bring down a Mishnas HaMelech, a Prashas Drachim. So let's say someone gives a lady a get, and Almanas, Reb Shlomo Hyman, the first shtickle, has a whole shtickle about this. And he says, the case is, let's say a person gives someone a get, Almanas Shalei Tinasei Leploini. Almanas Shalei Tinasei Leploini. Get Almanas that you can't marry Reuven. Okay? So gets Kayim, and there's a Tanai, she's not allowed to marry Reuven. So she goes and marries Reuven's brother, Shimon, right? Shimon. Shimon dies, and she falls to Yibam. Now, there's a problem. She can't fall to Yibam because she's not allowed to marry Reuven, because then her whole gets bottled, so whole story's over. So she can't do Yibam. Okay, she can't do Yibam. You can't do Yibam, and she can't do Yibam. But the reason she can't do Yibam, and now she's even an Eishes Ach. Let's say Taka lives with her. They bring down, it's a big machlokes. They say, could be if he's boil her, he's chayv karis for Eishes Ach. But her Eishes Ach is not because she's an Eishes Ach. That's not the problem. The problem is because there's a Tanai. The Tanai makes it she's Aser, Memela she's an Eishes Ach. Such an Eishes Ach would not pater her Tzara without the Torah's, whatever, without Litzra, or maybe in that case it won't pater at all, for that matter. But the idea is here that when you have something called an Eishes Ach de Memela, that's not what's really causing the problem. The Erva is not causing the problem. There's a side thing that's turning her into an Erva. That Erva will not dafka pater at Tzara. It takes on a world of its own, this pshat. But this is all some of the Yesaidas here in the beginning of Yevamos, and Be'ez Hashem, we hope to continue next week.